Hello and welcome to the pilot episode of Digging for the Why, the podcast for maths teachers at Key Stage 2 and 3, and knowing us, probably Key Stage 1 and 4 as well. This episode is just a chance for us to say hello, tell you who we are, let you know some of the topics we'll be discussing in the podcast over the next few months. My name is Andy, I'm the Head of Learning Technology for MEI, and I will now pass over to my co-host, a wonderful person with even more wonderful hair, Alison Hopper, to introduce herself. Hello, Alison.
Hello, Andy. Thank you. I'm Alison Hopper, and I have been working for MEI for the past 4 years, just over 4 years, I think now, was when I escaped from the classroom. Prior to that, I've been a Key Stage 2 teacher since the late 90s. I was around when the numeracy strategy came in 1999, and my deputy head famously talked about the lunacy hour, which was literacy and numeracy in the mornings. I've been involved with maths for a long time, teaching in various schools. I then came out and did some consultancy work, and then also a little bit of lecturing for primary ITT teachers, which was really interesting. Thinking about all the things I've been talking about as a consultant doing in the classroom, and I went back and re-engaged with all that reading that you did at when you did your training, and then promptly forgot about. So I dusted some books off, and really started to tie things together. And so I've been fascinated right from the beginning with how children make sense of maths and how what we do impacts on that. Brief spell back in the classroom before I came out and joined MEI. And I've just checked, I am a maths education support specialist for MEI, but with a particular focus on Key Stage 2 to Key Stage 3 transition. So that's me, and that's why I'm here.
No, I mean, it's amazing, really. So my background is similar, I guess, really, but more in the secondary sector. So I qualified in 2001. Taught for 5.5 years at a state school in the UK, moved to New Zealand, taught out there for 4 years, three of those in a huge 3,000 plus kids. It was a massive state school. And then a year in an all girls private school, moved back to the UK, and then worked in an all boys private school for a little bit, then down to London to a co-ed 11 to 16 academy. And then family reasons, moved back up to the Northwest, and spent the last 8 years of my career in private schools, two co-ed schools just near Manchester. My last school, I was also delivering to trainee teachers and teaching them how to teach maths for secondary stuff. So we've had a similar-ish kind of route, really. I joined MEI in April, having geeked out over lockdown and done lots and lots of digital stuff and ed tech's been the driver of my classroom for the last few years, and this role came up and was lucky enough to get it. So had, you know, fortunate once started work to get the chance to meet various people here. One of those people was Alison, and we never met in person, which is the joys of, you know, working from home and that kind of thing, and hopefully in the next year we will get to meet in person. But we got chatting one day about frustrations a little bit from on my side of it, especially with year sevens turning up to secondary school. And I don't know why, but I always ask the loaded question of, you know, put your hand up if you don't like maths in the first lesson. And they look a bit sheepish and they kind of don't want to put their hand up. And I go, no, you know, this doesn't matter. I don't worry about this. Like, I just get interested to know. And then, you know, like at least a quarter of them would put their hand up and it'd kind of scare me a little bit. And you'd ask them why, and they'd say, well, it's boring. And I'm like, oh no, we've lost them. You know, we've lost those kids. So like you said, Alison, before, you know, it's about the intrigue of how kids learn maths and what we can do to kind of help them with that along the way, throughout Key Stage 2 and Key Stage 3. You know, my Twitter handle is Desire to Understand. I want kids to understand. I want kids to know. I want kids to question. I want them to say why. And we were chatting one day and we kind of stumbled across this idea for a podcast, really. So why do it? You know, why do we want to do this podcast? For me, I want to just spark some ideas in people's heads. I want them to listen to it and think, oh no, I don't do enough of that. You know, we're not here to preach about this is what you have to do. This is what you should do. This is just hopefully some ideas come from us, from our experience, you know, all those years in the classroom that we've got, all those years delivering to trainees, an idea here and there that you might think, oh, that's a really good idea. And what do you think, Alison? What, you know, why did you stupidly agree to do this podcast with me?
I love talking about maths. That's one thing, I suppose. But I think with this huge transition that we make, and I mean, Key Stage 2 to 3 is one of many, many transitions that children make. I mean, they make a transition every year through primary school, probably to a new teacher. And I think one of the things that we've been working on with MEI and with some of the NCETM work we do with the year 5 to 8 continuity is getting teachers to talk about maths and talk about how we do maths, how our students do maths, and realizing that inadvertently sometimes we can impose our thinking onto students. And I think sometimes that we've got lots of different phrases going around, but one of the phrases I've been using over the last few years is this idea of getting lost in transition, and of students going into a new class for mathematics and a teacher presenting them with some maths and the children sitting there and saying, I don't get this. And it's not because they don't get it, it's they don't recognise it. They don't recognise the concept that they did understand last year because it's wrapped up in a different way. And I think that impact that we can have in the way we present maths to students, the language we use, the representations we use, and how that can massively support understanding, but can also cause its own barrier because it's suddenly representing something in a way that the students don't recognise. And so I'm really excited to be able to talk right across primary and secondary maths about this idea of continuity, but also about recognising when that continuity perhaps isn't there and perhaps needs to change in order to unlock another aspect of a concept of maths.
Yeah, no, it's so true. Even, you know, teaching upper six A-level maths, it's amazing when a student who has got that far with maths and obviously has done well and has been successful, they wouldn't get to that stage, sees a question which is not what they're used to seeing and panics. You know, this is an 18-year-old who's a good mathematician and for some reason just hasn't clocked that, you know what, this is something I can do, but I've got to break it down. I've got to look at the problem. I've got to tear it apart a little bit, whatever it might be. I can do this. And that's scary for an 18-year-old. So imagine being an 11-year-old presented with something, you just close up, you know? And I think that's one of the things that we both agree on, that transition from year 6 to year 7, you know, having taught probably thousands of kids probably in year 7 over the 20 years. How many times did I speak to their year 6 teacher about what their maths was like? I think zero. You know, how much information did we get as a secondary school about what their maths was at primary school? We got a number from a test that they'd done. And then everything is based on that number. Not the kids, not how they learn, not what they're like in a classroom. You know, I got that as a form teacher, but never as a teacher. So it's an interesting kind of area that I don't think gets enough thought put into it from schools. So we certainly don't think we'll fix everything with this podcast, but you know, the idea would be to, like I said before, spark some ideas in people's heads, spark some questions. You know, if you listen to it and think, oh, I'd love it if you talk about that, just message us on Twitter. You know, the links will be in the notes and things like that. Get in touch with us. We'd love to hear from anybody. Right. Conscious that we want to keep this one nice and short because we're not actually supposed to be talking about anything. Just a good quick brief idea of what this is going to be. The plan at the moment is for this to be 8 episodes, about half an hour each. So it's ideal for that commute to work would be the hope, or when you're washing the dishes at night, you can just stick us on and have us in the background, or I suppose you could put it on if you want to go to sleep. Some of the things we're going to cover along the lines of questions and ideas like why we think teaching tricks is a no-no, managing your classroom, what atmosphere are you after, what do you want the kids to be doing, is it okay for them to be wrong? That kind of stuff. Teaching for mastery, which Alison is more of an expert on than I am in terms of some of the things that we'll talk about there. Transition from Key Stage 2 to Key Stage 3, like Alison said, you know, do all students need the same thing? Do teachers need the same thing at Key Stage 2 and at Key Stage 3? Do students need the same thing at Key Stage 2? Do managers need the same thing? There's loads and loads there to unlock. something I touched on earlier, why are students already switched off in year seven from this subject, and loads more other things. So hopefully over the next kind of 4 months or so, we'll dig into some of these. We've got a few guests lined up to talk to, and we'll see how we go. So thank you very much. This is episode zero, which is very strange because it doesn't mean it's, you know, anything. It's just that holder between positives and negatives, but that's what it is. So we'll be back hopefully in a couple of weeks' time with episode one, and we'll talk to you then. So thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you, Alison. And I'm excited to get started.